Hey, Tariq, how you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Good, thanks. Hey, man, congrats on your milestone here. That was pretty cool to see. 83 years since Wee Willie Smith, huh?
Oh yeah, thank you.
How did that play break down, and how'd you feel after?
You know, we've been running a lot of outside zone, so we knew the defense was gonna flow heavy, and it was gonna open up for that play. So when we got the look that we wanted in the right field position, they called the play, and then I seen the safety come up, put it in the back pylon for Zach to make a good catch and get a touchdown. And then after the play, you know, pandemonium, my first touchdown. So we celebrated with my teammates and stuff.
Hey, Tariq, I just spoke with Chris Miller back from Bunn High School earlier today. He told me to tease you a little bit about having to jump to throw that ball. Do you think you had to jump a little bit?
Oh, no, I'm perfect size to make that pass. I'm going to get on him about that.
when you made that play, I mean, you've had obviously a really illustrious college career, made some great plays in the NFL so far. Where does that play rank among your favorite plays, including some of your favorite runs that you can remember in college and high school?
It ranks right up there at the top because, you know, I'm at the highest level. And to, like, do things at a different position rather than running back, you know, like, running backs aren't known for passing touchdowns. So to do that at the highest level and to make that play is really, you know, a big play in my career.
And it sounds like, just reading a little bit about you, Tariq, it sounds like it's been a long time coming. You know, small school guy, small high school, and kind of getting that offer from A&T. And can you just kind of describe your journey from there to here?
Yeah, it's definitely been, you know, a long time coming. I went to a small high school, as you said, so I didn't get a lot of offers coming out. And then got one, you know, won a full scholarship, so we took that and roll with it, and then I made the best of it, and really feel like it was the place I was meant to be, because it's a wonderful school at A&T, and then got a good chance to play in front of a good audience, you know, videos, a couple videos here and there went viral, and then the Bears got a hold of me.
What do you remember about those plays? I mean, obviously, you know, the viral videos are everywhere, and watching kind of stuff that you do blow up like that, I mean, how do you process all of that?
You know, I just take it as it comes, you know. Don't try to get too high in the moment, and then don't try to get too low on my lows, and just it keeps me level-headed. And then I feel like I have a good circle of friends, you know, that really keeps me balanced.
Tariq, playing with a guy like Jordan Howard, how hard do you think it is for a defense to prepare for two guys with such differing styles?
I feel like it's very hard because, you know, he's such a good running back. And we're two, like, kind of like full opposite styles of running. You know, he's a power back, and myself, I'm a speed back. So when you have to prepare for two different types of running back, you know, it really stresses the defense.
Tariq, looking at the Panthers' defense, what do you see specifically from the front seven?
I know they're, like, one of the most dominant front sevens in the league right now. They play very hard, and they run to the ball a lot.
Tariq, talking to Chris a little bit earlier, and he mentioned that, you know, there was a couple bumps along the road in terms of you getting that scholarship. There was one that kind of came along and turned it into a disappointment. Didn't name any names and don't need to know any of that. But what, going through the roller coaster of that and then finally getting to a place where you felt good and were really able to make an impact, how do you reflect on all of that now?
I reflect on it just see that everything happens for a reason. You know, during those times, I was really, you know, down on myself, not knowing where I was going to go, if I was going to be able to go to college, or, you know, I was probably going to listen in the Navy. So just being patient, and then finally things coming to a real reality.
What was that celebration like after that scholarship came?
I feel like it was more like a private celebration. I really wasn't too excited, you know, in the public, but in privacy with my mom, you know, we were very excited because we knew, like, what it meant.
And you have a twin brother, right?
Yes, ma'am.
What was his reaction to all of it? And who's taller?
I'm taller. he's older, though. He's older by 2 minutes. But, yeah, we were both excited, you know. We both knew, you know, the possibilities of going to college and what it'd be like.
Has there been a moment yet for you, Tariq, that you felt like, I'm here, I've made it, and what... If so, what's that moment been?
It's been a couple of moments like that. One was in the preseason when I got in contact with Tyrann Mathieu. And it's really every week I realize that because I'm going against, you know, NFL players that I used to watch on TV every Sunday. Mm-hmm. And just to get to go up against those guys and realize that I'm on the same field as them. You know, that's the coming to reality moment.
Tariq, when you think about kind of what you've been able to accomplish so far and how the fan base, it seems like the fan base in Chicago has really taken to you as an explosive playmaker and taken to your personality as well. So that second part specifically, what do you think they like so much about you and the way you carry yourself?
I feel like they like, you know, my sense of humor and just the fact that I'm like 100% for the team. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it be like the running back position, receiver position, wherever I can make a play, I'm willing to get in there and make that play.
Chris said that your running style, you have a really good balance of you run with joy and you run with anger. Is that accurate?
Oh yeah, I definitely feel like that's accurate.
And can you expand on that a little bit for me?
Because I'm having fun out there, so that's where I think I get the joy from. And then the anger part comes from being a competitor, you know, not wanting to lose. So you really have to run with anger to want to be the best.
Because you think people maybe underestimate it a little bit when they do see you maybe in street clothes or something. They're like, oh, maybe that guy's not going to go between the tackles. But it looks like you're able to do that really well just from watching your film and from your recent games, including one of your touchdowns, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I think somebody told me that yesterday. They didn't know who I was. They didn't know I was Tariq because they thought I looked bigger on TV. But that doesn't affect me any type of way. You know, I understand that. And I know the pads probably do make me look bigger.
What do you say to people when they tell you that?
I just laugh with them, you know, joke with them. I really don't have a response for it.
All right, I think we're all set. Thanks, Tariq. Really appreciate your time, man.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you.
You all take care.